Village Hall. The hubbub of the Village Hall, chatter, coughs, dragging chairs, teaspoons, stirring china cups. Much calmer, we drift through the hall like a drone capturing snatches of conversation.
They're saying not one person survived from the synergy plant.
Does anyone know what's happening with the rubbish? There are bags piling up everywhere.
Did you hear about the flare the other night?
This whole thing feels like a dream.
My man, will I?
We finally zone in Gwyneth. It's very much as if she's talking directly to us, intimate, binaural.
People need to remember that we've been through a lot worse. And before you say it, before you say nothing like this has ever happened before, well, you'd be surprised. The universe is a strange way of working in circles. We start at the end and end at the beginning. What happened before will happen again, you mark my words. Now, how about that cup of tea, yeah? No, you sit down. Must be shattered with all the comings and goings. First things first, good Welsh water. Straight from the lake these days. Fine once you boil it, see? Now, there's a certain way to make the perfect cup of tea. One person will tell you one thing, others will tell you the other, but this is the Gwyneth Jenkins way. Years ago, I'd always used a teapot. I had a collection of tea cozies and everything, but nowadays I chuck the bag straight in the mug. Greatest invention in history, if you ask me, the tea bag. Invented by accident, apparently. My mother didn't like them. She used to read the tea leaves, you see. Tassiography, they call it. No chance of that with a tea bag. I prefer to read the future in other ways. Now, some people will stir and squeeze the tea bag with a spoon, but I like to leave it in peace. The world might be moving a million miles an hour, and that's no reason to not give the tea 2 or 3 minutes to come to life. Did you know there's a special name for when hot water is poured over tea? It's called the agony of the leaves. Sounds painful, doesn't it? But then again, no pain, no gain. Do you take milk? To be honest, we got milk coming out of our asses. See, John Fermerlin, or John the Milk we call him, his dairy farm stuck inside this bubble with us. Normally he supplies milk over the border to England, but now he can't get out. And the thing is, you can't stop milking cows, or you know, they explode. Well, not explode exactly, but it's not good for their poor little udders. So he's had to keep milking, even though there's only us people in the village to supply. As I say, you could fill the bloody lake with milk, so much of it. God forbid anyone in this village is lactose intolerant. Sugar? No, neither do I. Sweet enough and all that. Now, there we go. Get that down, you. Little cooch in a cup.